T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP on a pretty rainy day throughout the Delaware Valley, but fret not, because Trey Turner is a Phil, and the Phils have continued to add to the squad that, you know, obviously just a couple weeks ago got as far as Game 6 of the World Series, and perhaps even better days lie ahead. That's certainly the goal. Jonah Cameron, John Rich, better days do lie ahead, I guess I'll say, for us from the standpoint of moving the mornings. We're looking forward to that in about 2 months. As fun as it's been in the middays. Now, the sleep schedule is going to be, let's be real, John. Going to be rough.
It'll be different.
Different. I'll define it as rough. Going
to
be rough.
I'm actually really looking forward to waking up and driving in scot-free.
I honestly think that
that outweighs it.
Yeah, I know it does. I know it does.
That is,
for John, in particular, a big plus.
No traffic driving to work for John.
I mean, it's his literal least favorite thing on the planet.
It really is.
Flat out.
So there's a lot we're looking forward to, including obviously putting together a whole team that's going to be part of the new team for us with our show, and obviously what will be the new WIP morning show. As we referenced a couple weeks ago, Rhea Hughes will be part of the squad, and Rhea, of course, is going to be joining us all Tuesdays moving forward until that debut day, which will be in about 2 months. Hello, Rhea.
Hello, guys. John, it was funny. My commute in the morning takes me 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. It took me 10 today, so I didn't like those extra 4 minutes. So it was a little rough.
See, Rhea, if you did it at like 7... if you did it like when we come in, like 8:30, then it would be long. You know, you've had a lucky role in that regard forever.
Yeah. I mean, yes.
So now, John, I don't know if we get traffic on the way home. I guess we get a little bit, not a ton,
at
10 o'clock.
It
doesn't matter anyway.
No.
What do you got? I mean, I'm rushing home to get a bath. What difference does it make?
And that's the truth.
10 a.m.
Right?
bath.
That's the truth.
By the way,
plan on doing the bathing.
Well, I do.
That was one of the first things he brought up.
It was like, we're talking about
the schedule. Yeah. He's like, well, I could take baths in the middle of the day.
Yes, I had the rare 7:30 bath this morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You weren't listening to us, were you?
I woke, not at that point.
Oh, thank God.
Other times. No.
7:30. So you woke up and you're like, man, I know how to start the day here.
Yeah, so it is a little even before. I woke up a little early. I don't just randomly woke up about an hour before I normally would. Like, what else am I going to do? I don't have nothing to do. So just grab my book on Alexander the Great and hop in the bathtub.
Did you indulge yourself with those bath bombs that you were gifted?
No, I do that sometimes, but I knew this wasn't going to be too long a bath, so I figured I'll just save that for a different one. Speaking of gifts.
Well, so here's
Rhea is a very, very kind human.
Well, here's the thing is, you know, my mother always taught me when you go to a housewarming, you bring a gift, bottle of wine, you bring something nice. So you guys are inviting me onto your show, so it's kind of a housewarming. So I brought gifts. So, Joe, we're going to start with you.
Okay.
And the first thing, pull out the gift set because it does have to do with what you were doing
this
morning.
So just so you know, Rhea in the commercial break had handed us a bag, but we were not to look into it. So what am I pulling out first?
So pull out the gift box that's
all right,
in there.
The blue box here?
The blue box.
The blue box is, it is bath related. And I appreciate that. Dr. Teal, sleep bath.
There you go.
Melatonin sleep bath.
Wow, and oils and the whole deal. Wow. Every once in a while, I do fall asleep.
We were talking about you're struggling sleeping recently, too.
Yeah, sleeping has been an issue.
So that'll do that
now. Troubled brain.
So thank you for this.
And now I know you have the lovely Amy from Villanova.
I do indeed.
So I have created a dinner for you to create for her tonight or the next time you see her.
By the way, that's more dinner than she creates for me. But go ahead.
Wow!
I'm not getting into your personal thing. There's 2 filet mignons in there.
Are you serious?
But because I was worried that you wouldn't know how to cook them, I wrote out perfect. Simple filet mignon directions. Hand wrote them out very clearly.
Very, awesome. Very clear. So very kind. Thank you.
I'm also a baker.
Okay.
So there are 2 no-bake cheesecakes. Well, this was a no-bake thing. Cheesecake mason jars.
Thank
you. So you have dinner ready for you.
Look at this,
and the lovely Amy.
I love
it. Unbelievable.
Well, right. Thank you. Ray.
You're welcome. Very, all right. Very now, kind. John Ritchie, I know you have three kids, two teenagers and a preteen.
Yes. Yes.
So, I know, you're pulling out the hamburger rolls first.
You got your burger rolls.
I got your burger rolls. In there are, I know you're a foodie. These are the best burgers ever. They're from my butcher Lombardi's. They are short rib brisket and black Angus.
Oh, my.
A mix.
Lord.
There's five of them.
Gorgeous, massive. This is a chunk of meat.
That's a chunk of meat.
A chunk of meat.
John, I also know that you spent time on the West Coast. Now, I'm assuming you've been to In-N-Out Burger.
Uh-huh.
That's
sure
the In-N-Out Burger sauce. I made it.
Oh, you're kidding
no.
me.
It's not in that jar. Those no, are the, those. I also gave you the cheesecake, but well, there's one in there. You'll see it. You'll pull it out. It's
Wow, you really put a lot of time and effort into this, Rhea.
So the sauce is in there, and if you like it, I include it also. That's it. Open it up and smell it, John.
The special sauce.
The special sauce.
From In-N-Out. So this is...
I made it, yep.
By the way, can I just say, John pulled out seven items from his bag.
Okay.
And I think my bag is
there's
four.
There's a reason for that.
All right,
he has three kids.
Yeah,
so,
okay. See? Yeah, thank I love you. Rhea, did you see Joe, like, kind of leaning over with his mic trying
to... Yeah, I'm like, what's going on? What is this? What is this nonsense?
Smells.
Does
it smell like the sauce?
Yeah, for sure.
There you go.
I might need to grab that recipe from you.
I know. I wrote it down. It's in there in case you like it. So
you're one step ahead.
Also in there is a bottle of melatonin to help you sleep.
I can absolutely use it.
And they're gummies.
Yes. Oh, so, beautiful.
There you go. Now, our last one. You're welcome.
Wow.
Our last one is James. Now, this is kind of funny. Because James and I both have a pub we like to go to, love their burgers.
Yes. Okay.
So I said, I'm going to go pick him up a gift card yesterday. I swing by the place, and they had been robbed 2 weeks ago. I knew that I'd been in there, and they had replaced the door. So the guy's looking for the gift cards everywhere. He goes, and he comes back, he goes, we didn't realize when we got robbed, they took all the gift cards. So they are.
But they're not activated, probably, right?
They have the number, so if somebody comes in and tries to use them,
ooh,
you may help solve a crime. So what I did was, I got you and your lovely wife fillets, but I also put enough desserts in there for Zoe.
Oh, this is so cool.
However, knowing Joe and what he just said to John Ritchie about there was more in his, you know, there's weights, there's weights on the fillet. I gave Joe the one that was 75 cents more just in case.
I think that's the right move.
All right. I applaud that consideration. Rhea, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're very happy to have you here today.
I've never had a short rib burger before.
They're amazing.
I can't even imagine.
You're going to love them.
Oh, I can't wait.
These cheesecakes look amazing, too. I can't wait to dive into this.
Much appreciated. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll get Rhea's opinion on all sorts of sports stuff as we go. Let's get to the phones right now. 215-592-9494. Obviously, heavy on reaction to the signing of Trey Turner yesterday by the Phils. Also, of course, this absurd disrespect ESPN's throwing the Eagles way with the analytics department, whatever the heck, simulations, and apparently the Cowboys have like a three-time better chance than the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, which is just total nonsense. Total nonsense. To the phones. Let's go to Matt Ridley. Yo, Matt.
What's up, boys? How we doing today?
Matt, how you been, pal?
Matt.
Always a pleasure. Well, for most of you, anyway.
It is certainly a greater pleasure for you than it is for me. Go ahead, Matt.
Always, Jeff. Yeah. I think, well, obviously, the obvious is Turner's a great pickup, pickup.
Yes.
But I'm not trading Reese. He was clutch in the postseason, and I'm not getting rid of him. I know he's in his last year of his contract, and I think if you can get him on a team-friendly deal, I would try that, but I would not trade him. I think he was too clutch in the postseason, came up in very big spots, and I'm not ready to get rid of him. What do you guys think?
I think he was no more clutch or non-clutch in the postseason. Like, he had some huge postseason moments. But I think the full Reese Hoskins thing was on display in the postseason. I mean, the whole shebang. The big homers, the bad fielding, the strikeouts. You know, I don't know what his final batting average turned out to be.
You don't want to make him the DH then, I guess?
Well, so here's the rub. The rub is that, and maybe, Matt, maybe. The problem is, when Bryce comes back for some period of time, and maybe that's 2 months, maybe it's longer, Bryce has to be the DH.
Okay.
It depends on who obviously is available in a trade for Reese, John. I mean, it's just complicated, man. And again, Matt,
sure
I don't expect him to get that much for him, which is the main reason I lean towards saying I think they will keep him.
Another reason, like I said, another reason that he's more valuable here because, let's say you do get rid of him. I don't think, you're not going to get much. I think, Joe, you said earlier, what team is going to want him on a one-year deal
Correct.
If they can't re-sign him?
Well, think of it, Matt. Think of it this way. No team that stinks. Like, I mean that. I don't foresee any scenario where a team that expects to finish below 500 says, let's get Reese Hoskins. He helps us win three extra games. Like, what difference does it make?
Right. He's going to go to a contender that
correct.
Needs DH, basically.
Pretty much. And that's not a huge list. So now you're talking about you got to sync up with those three or four teams that maybe are good. Maybe
so you
could
wait
some...
till the trade deadline after the All-Star break and see who's in the running?
I'm just saying I just think it's a little trickier than people think. Matt, give me a great answer, man. Famous three or a famous third?
Funny answer, Joe. You're the third of that group, and you are famous, Joe.
Well, I'm not famous, and I guess I have been a third wheel many times in my life. Seltzer, talk to me. What do you
got
there?
Yeah, you're not a third wheel here, Joe. Two things. One, interesting, because we just played them. Ian Rappaport tweeted out the Titans are firing their general manager, John Robinson.
Wow.
So he has just gotten fired. Also, just
is that John Robinson's son?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if there's any relation there or not. I'll look it up.
By the way, can I just real quick before we move to the next point? John, why now? Like, they got their doors blown off by
AJ
the Eagles?
AJ Brown.
Maybe.
Yeah, seriously, maybe.
That could be.
So maybe the owner's mad at the general manager?
Like, how could you let that guy? Why'd you trade that guy?
That's a real possibility. Because it's very odd to see a successful team, 7-5 record, fire their GM in the middle of the season. I mean, very strange. All right, James, what's your next one? What
so
do you
this
got?
Is just because we talked about it yesterday, the Jordan Davis snaps. Jonathan Gannon addressed it and said the plan was always to limit Jordan Davis snaps in the game. The ankle bothered him at times, but Davis could have played more if they needed him to.
Okay. I mean, it seems like a little bit of a throwaway answer. I can't imagine they really wanted to play him six snaps. So, you know.
Six, yeah. I mean,
six, well, the game got away. Six. The point is, I think, because they had a big lead, they didn't need
he
to worry about running.
And
like, yeah, whatever.
Was his injury the best thing that happened to this Eagles defense?
The signings,
they
mean?
Brought in Lindahl and Sue. Do they bring them in if he doesn't get injured?
Yeah, they might not have, or maybe only one of them. Yeah. All right. Coming up, Ruben Amaro on the Trey Turner acquisition. Ross Tucker, 12:45. Calls throughout. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.